Patrick Kearns from the Fourth Period joins us to talk Rangers and the Penguins. Patrick, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Crosby obviously would be somebody the Penguins are looking to go after, but who are the best agitators in this series in your mind?
I think you're going to probably see, and it's the reason he's definitely in the lineup for Game 1 over James Sheppard. For the Rangers, Tanner Glass is expected to go out there and cause quite a bit of trouble against his former team. Remember, he played for the Penguins. It was in a similar situation last year, but he was on the Penguins' side of the rivalry in the playoffs. You know, obviously the Penguins would love to get revenge pretty quickly after falling. They were up 3-1 in the playoffs on the Rangers last year. The Rangers ended up knocking them off, handling Montreal pretty easily, and then going to the Stanley Cup final. So I bet there's kind of quite a bit of bad blood here between these two teams, and things will get physical pretty quickly.
The Rangers might have the best 1-6 defense core in the National Hockey League, and the Penguins' blue line is pretty banged up. What are you hearing on the injury front for the blue line of the Pens?
For the Penguins, it seems that there's a chance Christian Ehrhoff could return and play in this series, which would be great for the Penguins. But right now, when you've got guys like Rob Scuderi and Ben Lovejoy in your top four, I would certainly start to worry if I were a Penguins fan, especially because of how deep the Rangers are at their forward positions. Now, this is a pretty inexperienced Penguins D, and the guys that do have experience are a little bit on the older side. So it could certainly be a worry for Pittsburgh.
Patrick Kern joins us from the Fourth Period. Pat, last season, Alain Vigneault's first year in New York, he leads them all the way to the Stanley Cup final. This year, he leads them to a President's Trophy. Is it fair to compare this year's Ranger team to last year, or is this season's team far and above better than the one from 2014?
I think it's a pretty fair comparison. I'd say up front they're a little bit better and a little bit deeper than they were last year, especially with the emergence of some of the young guys like JT Miller and Kevin Hayes, who have given them really good minutes. And a guy like Chris Kreider has only gotten better and kind of found his scoring stride this year. So up front, I'd say they're certainly more dangerous. Defensively, I'd say they're about the same. They definitely miss Anton Strahlman. But you've kind of added a different dimension now with bringing in Keith Yandel and Dan Boyle, maybe more of an offensive element they didn't have previously, and especially a more of a power play unit that they didn't have previously. I believe it was like an 0-33 run they had in the playoffs last year. So this is probably, you know, if not significantly better, this is probably a better Ranger team, and I think that they're going to show you that in the first couple games here.
Pat, what did you think of Henrik Lundqvist when he returned to the lineup? Was he back to the same old King Henrik, or was he obviously shaking off some rust?
I think he always takes a game or two. You know, he's historically been a slow starter for the New York Rangers. He needs a game or two to kind of get his head back into things, but once he gets locked in, there's nobody better in the league than him.
Patrick Kearns joins us from the Fourth Period, and that's why he played the final two games of the regular season. He wanted to get more rust off as much as he could. The Penguins, of course, come in this one. They're the underdog. And, you know, speaking of goaltending, Marc-Andre Fleury's regular season was much better. But there's another guy who people are going to look at. Unless he plays great in this series, a lot of people are going to feel like the Penguins could never win with him.
Right, exactly. And it's funny because they did in the past, but it just seemed like something went off in his head. And I know he's seen a sports psychologist now to try to get things right, but that shows that there's obviously a problem if he thought he needed to see a sports psychologist. The Rangers need to get on him quickly and kind of let the series get away from him. If he could put together a couple good games, I think he could get his confidence back and play like regular season Marc-Andre Fleury, who's an above-average goalie. He's not elite. You know, he's not in the same level as your guys like Henrik Lundqvist or Carey Price. But, you know, they could win with Marc-Andre Fleury, but bad Marc-Andre Fleury, who tends to show his face in the playoffs. If he shows up for a game, the Penguins are probably done.
If the Penguins are going to win, how do they go about it?
They need to get on top of the Rangers' defense with their top scorers. Guys like Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin need to carry the Penguins in this series. Sidney Crosby's got to have one of those games where he goes lights out and puts up 4 points, and they've got to neutralize the Rangers' lead scorers. It's got to be a battle of, our stars are better than your stars, and that's how we're going to win. The Rangers are deeper forward and deeper on defense and have better goaltending, but Pittsburgh's top stars like Crosby and Malkin can outplay guys like Rick Nash and Marty St. Louis and Derek Brassard. The Penguins definitely have a chance.
If Jenny Malkin, what's the status on him? A lot of people are speculating he's banged up. Any insight on what it is?
I think this time of year, everybody's a little banged up. I think if he's in the lineup, he's healthy enough to play. It's kind of funny because I always love covering breakup days. You find out everybody's got something. Everybody's going in for surgery. It wouldn't shock me if Evgeny Malkin had, something lingering. But at this point, especially in the playoffs, the Penguins aren't going to make evident what it is, and he's just going to play.
What's the top two lines going to be for Pittsburgh to start this series?
I'm not sure. I wasn't at practice this morning, so I don't know what they were practicing with. I'll be probably at Madison Square Garden in about an hour now. But I would imagine that you'll have, Perron with Sidney Crosby, and we'll see who's with Malkin's line. But I'm not positive who their top two lines are going to be based on practices this morning.
And the Rangers, Rick Nash, of course, had, one of his better offensive seasons, much better than last year. And, the Rangers went all the way to the Stanley Cup final. Pittsburgh has some Stanley Cup experience, of course, but it's many years removed. I don't even know if experience can really be a factor in this series. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. Everybody at this level has played at a high level at some point. These guys know what it takes. They know they need to be their best. I think sometimes the moment can overwhelm some guys, but they're all professionals. Rick Nash has been there. I know he had a tough playoff last year. Sidney Crosby's been there. These guys know they need to be their best every night, and I wouldn't worry too much about the experience factor here.
Rangers got any key injuries that they're hiding? Like, obviously, I know Kevin Klein skated on his own today, so he's not going to play in game one. But other than him?
No, it seems like everybody's healthy. Like I mentioned before, everybody could have stuff lingering. I know Rick Nash hadn't skated, but the Rangers said he had the flu, so that would be the reason for him not skating. And, Mark Stahl missed a couple games at the end of the year. So did Matt Zuccarello. Matt Zuccarello's was deemed general body soreness, whatever that means, as vague as humanly possible. So, maybe those guys are dealing with something lingering, but it doesn't seem too serious.
It's amazing how that works, eh? It's extremely vague. Unless your player gets slashed in the playoffs, and now it's a micro fracture, like as direct
exactly.
as you can possibly be to try to influence the referees for the next game. I love it. Who are you picking mm-hmm. in this series?
I'm picking the Rangers in seven. I think it's going to go far. I think Pittsburgh is a better team than the end of the season indicated. They were a top team in the Metropolitan for a lot of the year. I never count out Sidney Crosby, so I think it's going to go the distance, but I think ultimately the Rangers are a deeper team and are going to take it.
And who are you picking to come out of the East?
I'm picking the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm picking a Rangers-Tampa Bay Lightning Eastern Conference Final with Tampa Bay coming out in the East. And in the West, I've got the Chicago Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup.
Oof, the Hawks, it's hard not to like that team. They're pretty good. I appreciate it, Patrick. Enjoy game one tonight at MSG.
All right, thank you.